I understand that when the Bible speaks of Michael, it's speaking of Jesus. And I was wondering if you could help me with some text that would help to show this.
Okay.
Relationship.
First thing I want to say is this is a very controversial subject that is misunderstood.
Right.
Many Christians believe that the Michael who appears in the Bible is Christ, not that Jesus is an angel. Jesus and Michael is never called an angel in the Bible. He's only called the archangel. And I believe that it's telling us that Michael is one of the ways that Jesus appeared, especially in the Old Testament. Now, quickly, some scriptures. The Bible tells us that it is Michael who intercedes for God's people in Daniel 12, verse 1. Well, Christ is our intercessor. We read in the book of Jude, verse 9, that it's Michael who resurrects Moses. And, of course, Jesus is the resurrection. We read that the Lord is going to descend with the voice of the archangel. And, of course, we know that Jesus is the one who's going to descend. When this angel appeared to Joshua, Joshua took off his shoes and worshipped him, this archangel, the general of the Lord's army. And so through the Bible, you see these little clues, and commentators like Matthew Henry and others believe that Michael was one of the pre-incarnate ways that Jesus appeared.